With that, let's move into finalizations.
Mr. Chair, on page 41 will be finalizations. Again, for those listening, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator. The first one in front of you pertains towards the application for license chapter. We've been over this a couple times already, but I'll just reiterate. The first proposed change you have there is to remove the requirements for unlimited access permits for archery, muzzleloader, mentor, youth, and apprentice deer license holders. On our limited access units, again, we've evaluated some of that data and feel at this point in time, based on the information we have, those requirements are not necessary, and just to streamline some processes here for our users. With that though, proposed change number two is to limit the number of archery access permits on WRD 27L, which is a Hill Ranch property game production area and some Forest Service property here south of Custer State Park. So to move that from an unlimited to a limit of 20 any deer access permits for residents and 5 for any deer access permits for non-residents. So, Mr. Chair, we didn't really have much, if any, for public comments on this, and I guess we have no recommended changes on this proposal for you.
All right, thank you. Any questions for Chad? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve. Second, been moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Okay, with that action, we will work to finalize the deer application and get that ready to be sent to the printer and posted online then. So, Mr. Chair, on page 48 would be the license forms and fees proposal that you have. Again, the proposed change here is to separate the migratory bird certification from the license fee for the respective non-resident waterfowl licenses. Again, this is a change here to provide that separation so those license holders can choose either the traditional daily duck bag limit or the three bird duck daily bag limit, say that real fast. And we'll just kind of streamline and make this much simpler. Again, we'll make the fee adjustments appropriately in rule. No net loss or increase in revenue to the department, so no recommended changes on this one as well.
All right, questions? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve. Moved, seconded. All right. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chair, on page 50 would be the duck hunting season. Again, this would be a one-year recommendation for this fall duck hunting, waterfowl hunting season. You can see the various zones, respective season dates, the daily bag limits there for the traditional and the three bag limit. Again, the proposed changes here are to remove the daily bag limit of mergansers from having their separate and include those into the normal daily bag limit. Again, this comes as a result of some dialogue and recommendations from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and just a way to try to simplify the regulation and things hunters have to know on an annual basis. And then to remove appropriately them from the possession limit and lump them in together with ducks. And then proposed change number three is to remove the ability to transfer those certain non-resident licenses after a specific date as currently defined in rule. Again, that opportunity has not been used for many years and we just don't feel it's necessary to have that anymore moving forward. So with that, Mr. Chair, we have no recommended changes on this one as well.
All right, any questions for Chad on this proposal or finalization? All right, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second? All right, thank you. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, motion carries.
Mr. Chair, on page 53 would be the early fall Canada goose season. Again, another one-year recommendation or proposal here for you. This would be for the month of September for hunting Canada geese in what is described as Unit 1. The proposed change that was out for public comment and considered here for today for finalization was to remove the restriction on those dozen or so counties in the southeastern part of the state that is currently non-residents are currently restricted from applying for and purchasing those licenses. Just want to remind you again, the previous 10 years on average, we've sold around 350 non-resident waterfowl licenses that would be valid for non-residents to hunt during the early fall Canada goose season. Again, there is a mechanism in place to limit the number. Currently a rule that number is at 2,000, so no more than 2,000 could be issued. We don't feel this change is going to significantly move the needle on harvest management on Canada geese, but we do feel it's a tool that we would like to use from our toolbox to indicate to landowners experiencing depredation and whatnot that we are utilizing what we can to help manage that population when it is at above or within the population objective. So with that, we would still like to have you consider this proposal, and I would try to answer any questions you might have.
All right, thank you. Any questions? Seeing none.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second? All right, moved and seconded. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you, Chad. Next up, we'll do public waters. Jackie, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
We can.
All right, good afternoon again.
All right, thank you. Any questions on this proposal? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, not really a question, Jackie, but thank you for working with the landowners. It's always good when we can come up with more friendly relationships with the landowners and able to also help with opportunity for outdoorsmen as well and women to utilize these areas for recreation. It's just good to see, and I'm just really supportive of those efforts that have been done. So thank you. And I would move to approve.
All right, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, and good work again to your team. That's how it's supposed to work. So, well done. At this time, I'm going to suggest we take about a 15-minute break.